The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Appreciate you listening to us in Richmond. You can also take us on the go with the free Odyssey app and watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish and JP hanging out, talking some NFL. We got Baldy joining us at 720. Brian Baldinger, Odyssey's NFL insider. So we can dive into Commanders Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we hit the skins real quick? It's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. You need to hit the skins right now. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case. Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies. You get 10% off. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great. On our Christmas Eve show, we were doing a Commander's wish list heading into the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those wishes was to get Austin Eckler back.
Yep.
Well, we have a little bit of an update regarding Austin Eckler. Dan Quinn on Tuesday was asked by our guy Ben Standig, who's with The Athletic, about Eckler's status. And though this is not definitive, Quinn said Eckler trending the right way and a return is absolutely possible. This week against the Falcons is the final required week of his injured reserve stint.
Yep.
So we will find out more as the weeks progress. Eckler has had two other known concussions in his eight-year career. But I said it, and going to the playoffs, especially with this running game kind of being grounded the last couple weeks, sans, if you take Jaden Daniels out of it. So sans Jaden Daniels, the running game has been pretty bad.
Yeah.
Now obviously had the two fumbles from Brian Robinson this week, but they're basically averaging from their running backs 2 yards a carry. And then the week before, same type of deal where they just haven't been able to run effectively. And that has been a big part of their offense's success is they run a lot on first down, put them in second and short, third and short situations, and Jaden has thrived throughout the season. So Eckler coming back, I think, would be huge.
Yeah,
mostly out of the passing game, just with quick passes.
Yeah, he hadn't done a ton in the running game, but like you said, he's definitely a weapon in the passing game because, I mean, when he gets open and he gets a ball thrown to him, he can scoot, he can make guys miss. He's just quick. He's got good hands. So They probably do need him back, even if he just sits out week 18, even though he's eligible to come back next week against the Cowboys. If he sits out and then gets another week off and then plays in the playoffs, if they're there, that would be another added weapon for Jaden. Because you need as many weapons as you can get when you're playing really good teams in the playoffs. So hopefully he will be back.
Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. It is open line Thursday. Let's go to our pal Marcus in College Park on line one. What's going on, Marcus?
Thanks for taking my call, fellas.
Yes, sir.
I think this is a good time to give Josh Harris some credit and a tip of the cap. you know, at this time of the year in previous seasons, we'd be looking to the future and as it was relevant to where our draft pick would be. Now we're talking about playoffs. Mm-hmm. We're talking about a staff from the top down, which is performing. This has been some great, great, great times for the long-suffering fans of the Commanders. I think that right now they're on their way to becoming a perennial winner. They seem to have the pieces in place to build the team further, and they have an owner who has thus far stayed out of the way and let us see how good ownership, like they have in Baltimore, makes all the difference in the world when you want to compete for the Super Bowl. Thank you very much, man.
Thanks, Marcus.
Thank
it means
you, Marcus.
Definitely a difference.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and props to him for going out and getting Adam Peters, and then Adam Peters, you know, going out and getting Dan Quinn and putting that staff together. Very experienced staff, guys who have been head coaches before. And again, it comes down to the quarterback. If you've got a quarterback, you can win a lot of games because you just put pieces around him. And they've got one, so you should be happy. You should be looking up. It's going to be – they're on the positive trend, that's for sure.
Couple of nuggets injury-wise for the Commanders. They didn't put out an injury report yesterday. It was Christmas. But here's what they're looking at, and we'll see if guys come back soon. De'Ami Brown's dealing with a hamstring.
Yep.
Zach Ertz has a shoulder banged up. Now, he played in the last game. I would expect him to play. You can go down the list. Marshon Lattimore also dealing with the hamstring. The interesting one to me, and I don't know when he would have been employed, Jonathan Allen's practicing.
Yeah,
our guy John Allen is practicing for this team, and that would be a huge addition depth-wise for this team. I know Newton has had some moments. Mm-hmm. He's been good, but you get a starter back in Jonathan Allen, especially against the run in these coming weeks. I don't know when he would be eligible to play. But he's practicing.
I heard this a few weeks ago that he was going to be coming back, if not the regular season, definitely the playoffs. So it will be interesting to see if he – I don't think he'll play this week. I don't think he'll play against Atlanta, but it's a possibility he plays against Dallas, I think.
So and they opened his 21-day window a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
He was limited last week. That's how he was limited.
Yeah.
He was doing a lot of individual drills, but – they listed him as full the other day.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get these injury reports, and this is from Tuesday, because again, they didn't do one yesterday, or maybe this actually is from yesterday. You have your DNPs, did not practice, and then Jonathan Allen full.
Yeah. No, it's we thought he was going to be out for the year. You know, they kind of said that, but and then they put him on IR, but I think he's going to be back. That would add something, especially depth-wise, against the run. So let's hope we can get him back before the playoffs start.
Let's go to line three on an open line Thursday. If you're going to chime in, 800-636-1067. Priscilla is in D.C. Hey, Priscilla.
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Priscilla. Hope you had a good Christmas.
Good. Yeah, oh, I had a blessed one. I heard y'all did, too. Very good. I'm happy.
Oh, thank you.
Born and raised in D.C.,
mm-hmm.
bleed burgundy and gold,
mm-hmm.
and I have two things I want to say. And I agree. I love my Bama boys ever since we drafted them. They're my guys.
Okay.
So the first thing I want to talk about the stadium. It's time for us to raise the mothership.
They're trying.
Been doing it too long. We're going to raise that mothership. And the second thing is, I know y'all might not like this because it's another analogy from basketball, March Madness. Are we the Cinderella team?
I mean, I guess any team that's going to be the seventh seed, you know, a lower seed, can be considered a Cinderella team. But they usually, I don't know, they don't usually talk about that in the NFL. They're going to be an underdog. So if that's the way you want to compare it.
I mean, are they the Cinderella team? There'll probably be a couple that are in the playoffs.
Yeah.
The Chargers were terrible last year.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to be in the playoffs, similar to
Broncos.
Washington.
Yeah. Broncos.
Yeah, the Broncos, another team that was. Broncos weren't terrible last year. I want to say they had seven wins.
Seven or eight wins.
I mean, for Washington to go from four wins to make the playoffs and possibly have an 11 or 12 win season, it is an incredible turnaround.
Mm-hmm.
I stated this all offseason. You see this almost every year now. Last year it was the Houston Texans.
Right.
And actually the Colts, who missed the playoffs, had a big turnaround. And the team's turning around now quicker.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you get the quarterback.
You got to get the quarterback, yeah.
800-636-1067. Let's go to Sean in Columbia on line two. Hey, Sean.
Hey, JP. Hey, Bish. How you guys
What's
doing?
Up,
Merry
Sean?
Christmas.
Yeah, yeah, you
Merry
too,
Christmas, fellas. Hey, Lurch, real quick before I ask this question, man, I feel you. I'm about 7 years older than you guys. My son's out of the house. I only had one. I didn't have girls. But you're always going to have that moniker, Dad, and that role will never change. You and Teresa should pat each other on the back, man. You raised two healthy, educated girls. And soon, who knows, maybe it'll be Papa, Grandpapa Fish or something, you know.
Yeah.
It'll be a new chapter, brother, but I hear you and I feel you, man. I'm glad I didn't have girls because I don't know if I would have been able to handle it. But you guys did a great job.
Thank you.
Hey, I got one question. Why was Greg, and maybe Valdez can answer this, why was Greg Olsen team on the CBS network yesterday doing the Ravens game?
Oh, it's just, well, you probably had WJZ. They just simulcasted the Netflix on WJZ, which is CBS. So
yeah, but they had the CBS guys for the first game, and then out of everybody to put on there, Greg Olsen. I'm sorry, man. The second play, the second half, he was downing Houston for, oh, he's going to have really problems. So he was the second play. I can't stand this guy. He's terrible.
Most people like Greg Olsen. You're anti Greg Olsen.
Yeah.
What I thought was the first group, the play-by-play guy was fine. Mm. It was J.J. Watt. And who else was with J.J. Watt?
Nate Burleson.
Yeah. They were dull.
Yeah.
Just.
I thought the second group was better than the first group. I'm kind of with you on that.
Yeah, they're more experienced.
They were more experienced.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like when the first game's on, you're not really paying attention to the commentary since it's Christmas.
Yeah.
So you're not really listening intently.
That's kind of how it was for me throughout. And then, I mean, the Ravens just jumped on him early.
Yeah.
And there was a little life after the safety,
yeah,
I guess. But, I mean,
Sean,
I never got anything going.
Sean, I don't mind Greg Olsen.
I like Greg Olsen.
He's 80% good. But as you're listening to the game, there's this times whenever he did a game with the Commander, he was a Ron Rivera fan. And then he just makes imbecile statements.
Ron coached him a good portion of his career. I would love to know who Sean's go-to team is.
Yeah, who do you like? What analyst do you like?
I'll tell you that. I guess the Sunday Night Crew. They're
Is that Collinsworth?
You like Chris Collinsworth and Tariqo?
Yeah,
I can't stand Collinsworth.
That's crazy. I just listen to Greg Olsen.
Nobody says Brady.
Do you like Troy Aikman?
I do.
Okay.
To a degree.
All right.
But I think he's accented well with Buck. So I think that they have a great chemistry together where they can weave in and out. Why would you make a statement like that the second play, the second half? Oh, he's having problems. It's the second play.
I didn't hear him say that, but okay.
Chill out, Sean. The guys are going to miss
statements. You're right. Hey, you guys have a great new year.
All right, you too. Let's go to David in Gaithersburg on line one. David, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. I am your age, and I want to say it is nice not to be irrelevant for the first time in 25-plus years.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stink of Truth podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stink of Truth podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As a Commanders, Redskins fan, I would say give all the credit in the world to Adam Peters. Not just the draft picks, but the free agents he picked up. Not just the ex-Cowboys. But the Luvus and the Chins.
No, Luvus, the best addition.
Yeah.
Luvus the best player on that defense.
They've done a great job.
Wagner's done a good job. I mean, just those two have transformed
this
defense.
It's a good building block, and who knows what next year's going to look like. The roster will look different, but it's a good building block for next year.
Coming up next, Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL insider, will join us. We'll start looking ahead to the big game on Sunday Night Football, Commanders against the Falcons right here on the Junkies.